Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about something that is on many people's minds who are dealing with narcissists, and that is, does the narcissist hate you? The answer is yes. The narcissist in your life does hate you. They hate everybody, including themselves. They hate themselves the most, and they hate themselves for not being good enough. They hate you for proving that to them every day simply by existing. The very fact that you exist is a threat to the narcissist because it reminds the narcissist that they're not perfect. That's the twist here. All of the narcissist's hate for you is really hate for themselves. So not only do they not have genuine positive feelings for other people, like love or respect or acceptance, they don't even have genuine negative feelings for other people, like hatred. It's all about them. The sadistic, hurtful games that you think the narcissist is playing with you are actually games the narcissist is playing with himself. You're just a tool to do this with. You only matter as far as the narcissist can use you, either to hurt themselves or to make themselves feel better. You yourself do not matter at all. It's all projection. Narcissists hate people who aren't narcissists, and they hate them for not being narcissists. They hate people who are not mentally ill, who are not broken or flawed or weak. They hate people who are not the way that the narcissist perceives themselves to be. So they project those insecurities onto other people. A person they initially admired becomes hated for having or being everything the narcissist wishes they themselves could have or be, and the narcissist becomes envious and hateful because the person is, in the narcissist's opinion, an undeserving recipient of such wonderful qualities. Therefore, they're a walking reminder of how much of a failure the narcissist really is. The narcissist imagines that they are being compared to this person by others and that they're coming out a distant second. They cannot abide by that, and they will do anything they can to destroy the perception they think other people have of that hated person being perfect or not flawed. Narcissists are consumed with pathological jealousy, envy, and self-hatred. This creates a toxic cocktail which results in a personality that is bent on destroying the people around them in the misguided belief that knocking other people down makes them appear taller. They seek to soothe their own insecurities not by building themselves up with healthy self-esteem as normal people would do, but by destroying anything that threatens them. Because they hate themselves so much and feel like such failures, narcissists look for a certain type of partner. They want people who are special in some way. Maybe the partner is talented or gifted somehow. Maybe they are very strong, or maybe they're very giving, or maybe they have a very strong family and support system. Narcissists target people who have things that they want. They hope to absorb these qualities from their partner or to wear their partner's talents and personality as a skin, kind of like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. They seek to dominate and control the partner so that they can then siphon these good qualities and use it to fortify their own weak and withering armor. We see this behavior very clearly in the cloning type of behavior that many narcissists employ. Narcissists have a very unstable identity, and so they'll often try to adopt the skills, talents, or hobbies of their partners. They will horn in on every aspect of your life in an attempt to take it over and make it all about them. And they hate you because they can't. No matter how hard they try to steal another person's identity or personality, underneath it all, they're still themselves. Your very existence reminds them of that, and they hate you for it. For example, if you're a competent painter, the narcissist might decide to take up painting too. That's nice, right? Something you can do together? Wrong. The narcissist cares nothing about spending time together. They have simply seen a way they can get attention and recognition, and they want to do it too. Of course, there's a problem with that. You. The fact that you are painting as well is a problem. You are taking attention away from them, and worse, you're better at it than they are. Talented, charismatic, or otherwise gifted partners are expected to tone it down so as not to outshine the narcissist, or they're expected to give the narcissist credit that they don't deserve for things they didn't do. Narcissists expect to be acknowledged as outstanding, amazing, and special even when they have done nothing to warrant that. The narcissist is the star in this movie, and no one is permitted to outshine them, ever. When people don't abide by this unspoken rule, the narcissist becomes enraged, accusing other people of sabotaging or holding the narcissist back because of their jealousy of the narcissist. or they'll degrade and insult their partner's talent, telling them no one really likes their work or that they aren't really very good at it. They hate their partner for being better at something than they are and for not caring about the narcissist enough to hide that fact. You're supposed to hide that you're good at this so that the narcissist can get the attention, so that the narcissist can shine. The reality is that the narcissist is the one that's jealous. They're jealous of the attention and the admiration they believe that their partner is receiving. They are the ones trying to sabotage things for the partner because the narcissist is supposed to come first, and the cost to other people is not important. We've mentioned this lots of times, that the narcissist wants you to set yourself on fire to keep them warm. That's almost literal. You can take that almost literally. You are supposed to sacrifice at great cost to yourself for their every whim. Sadly, often they will succeed with their sabotage, and then they will relax because the threat has been eliminated. This will happen over and over again, with the partner slowly being robbed of every single thing they love to do or are good at until there's nothing left for the narcissist to feel threatened by. Since this also results in the person losing those special qualities the narcissist was attracted to in the first place, many times the narcissist will move on at this time, discarding the victim and looking for another person they can emulate and absorb in their endless quest to be special. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online and over the phone Monday through Friday, so if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book an Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.